Module 4, Fine Arts, Western, Chinese and Pop Arts. Reading and Vocabulary. Activity 2. Read passages A to F, then 1. Match paintings 1 to 4 with descriptions in paragraphs A to D. 2. Say which paintings are mentioned in paragraphs E and F. A.
This is a painting by the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso, considered to be the greatest Western artist of the 20th century. Picasso and another painter, Georges Braque, started Cubism, one of the most important of all modern art movements. Cubist artists painted objects and people with different aspects of the object or person showing at the same time.
B.
This painting by contemporary American artist Roy Lichtenstein, 1923 to 1997, is a world-famous example of pop art. Pop art, from the word popular, was an important modern art movement that aimed to show ordinary 20th century city life. For example, it shows things such as soup cans and advertisements.
C.
Chi Bai Shu, 1863 to 1957, one of China's greatest painters, followed the traditional Chinese style of painting. Chinese painting is known for its brush drawings in black inks and natural colors. Chi Bai Shu observed the world of nature very carefully, and his paintings are special because of this.
D.
Xu Beihong, 1895 to 1953, was one of China's best known 20th century artists. Like Chi Bai Shu, Xu painted in the traditional Chinese style. Both painters have a beautiful brush line. Xu Beihong believed that artists should show reality, but not just imitate it. Instead, a picture should try to show the life of its subject. He is most famous for his lively paintings of horses.
E. I'm studying art at school, and I enjoy it a lot. Although I can get tired of looking at pictures all the time. I'm crazy about the paintings of Chi Bai Shu. And this delightful picture of the little shrimps is such a lovely example of his work. But I can't stand that picture of a golden-haired girl. I think it's stupid. F.
My parents are fond of going to art galleries and often take me with them. So I've developed an interest in art. I must say, I love that picture of the six horses. They look so alive. It's by a Chinese artist, isn't it? I can tell by the style. I think the painting of the young girl is probably by Picasso. I really like him. I think he's an extraordinary artist.
Listening and Vocabulary. Activity 2. Look at the two pictures. Listen to the conversation and answer these questions.
Hey, that's a good portrait. It's so realistic. You've really got the expression right, the look in the eyes.
Yes, I'm pleased with it. What do you make of the mouse? Do you think I need to do more work on it?
Nope, don't change a thing. It's brilliant. and the light coming in through the window is really good. You're a good painter, you know.
Thanks for the compliment. I'm really fond of painting, but learning to paint well takes a long time. How about you? Are you interested in it?
Yes, but I'm not half as good as you. Painting is difficult for me. I couldn't possibly paint a portrait as good as this. I think drawing's a lot easier. I do quite a lot of drawing.
So do I. I always learn a lot when I draw. It teaches you to observe things very carefully. Do you go to art galleries?
No, I don't. But I should, I know. I really do love art.
Well, how about going to an art gallery next weekend? I'm sure we can find something interesting.
I'd love to.
There's a pop art exhibition on at the moment.
I don't like pop art.
Nor do I, really.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There's an exhibition of watercolours on at the same gallery.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I love watercolours.
Do you?
Mm.
I prefer oil paintings myself, but I'd still like to go.
Let's do that, then. And I do think your picture of Mike is wonderful.
Mike? It's not a picture of Mike. It's a picture of Paul.
Paul? It's a picture of Paul? Oh, I didn't realise that. Sorry.
Activity 3. Listen to the conversation again. Complete these sentences.
Hey, that's a good portrait. It's so realistic. You've really got the expression right. The look in the eyes.
Yes, I'm pleased with it. What do you make of the mouth? Do you think I need to do more work on it?
Nope, don't change a thing. It's brilliant. And the light coming in through the window is really good. You're a good painter, you know.
Thanks for the compliment. I'm really fond of painting, but learning to paint well takes a long time. How about you? Are you interested in it?
Yes, but I'm not half as good as you. Painting is difficult for me. I couldn't possibly paint a portrait as good as this. I think drawing's a lot easier. I do quite a lot of drawing.
So do I. I always learn a lot when I draw. It teaches you to observe things very carefully. Do you go to art galleries?
No, I don't. But I should, I know. I really do love art.
Well, how about going to an art gallery next weekend? I'm sure we can find something interesting.
I'd love to.
There's a pop art exhibition on at the moment.
I don't like pop art.
Nor do I, really.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There's an exhibition of watercolours on at the same gallery.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I love watercolours.
Do you?
Mm.
I prefer oil paintings myself, but I'd still like to go.
Let's do that, then. And I do think your picture of Mike is wonderful.
Mike? It's not a picture of Mike. It's a picture of Paul.
Paul? It's a picture of Paul? Oh, I didn't realise that. Sorry.
Everyday English and Pronunciation. Activity 2. Listen and repeat the phrases in Activity 1. Notice the weak sound. 1.
You've got it right.
2.
Don't change a thing.
3.
I'm not half as good as you.
4.
What do you make of it?
5.
There's an exhibition on.
6.
Thanks for the compliment.
Cultural Corner. Read the passage. Answer the question. What do we learn about A. Picasso's Blue Period?
B. Picasso's Pink Period. C. Picasso and Cubism.
People generally agree that Pablo Picasso, who lived from 1881 to 1973, is the 20th century's greatest Western artist. He was born in Spain and at the age of 10 was already an excellent artist. He had his first exhibition at the age of 16. Picasso studied art in Spain but moved to France in his early 20s. From 1902 to 1904, he painted a series of pictures where the main color was blue. These pictures showed poor, unhappy people and are known as Picasso's Blue Period. From 1904 to 1906, Picasso painted much happier pictures in the color pink. This period was known as Picasso's Pink Period. With another Spanish artist called Georges Braque, Picasso then started an important new artistic movement called Cubism. Picasso's first Cubist paintings were all painted in brown and grey. People agree that Picasso's greatest Cubist painting is Guernica, which was painted in Madrid in 1937. Guernica is the name of a town that was destroyed during the 1930s war in Spain. In this painting, Picasso showed his feelings about what had happened to the town.
Module 4, Word List. Like. Dislike. Artist. Colourful. Contemporary. Delightful. Drawing. Paint. Painter. Painting. Scene. Traditional. Alive. Aspect. Imitate. Observe. Reality. Style. Adopt. Aim. Stand. Unusual. Exhibition. Expression. Landscape. Portrait. Realize. Realistic. Watercolor. Destroy. Phrases.
Be tired of. Get tired of. Be fond of. Tell by. Put off. Take turns. A series of.